You were 2 years old and a dress on. Okay.
2 years old, a dress on, and my brother and a close friend, Bob, had built a canoe out of the corrugated roofing, the metal roofing. They had built a canoe out of that. And somewhere I have a picture of me sitting in the canoe, ready to take off in this little rattlesnake creek. And there was not enough water really to go anywhere. Uh-huh. There was probably a couple deep puddles, but that's all. But they made their canoe and they were ready.
They were going to go out there.
Yeah. So, and when I was like, again, I think maybe two or three, Alan had the horse ready to take off and go to school. And they said, "Where's Jeanette?" Nobody knew where Jeanette was. So Alan started looking for me, and I wasn't anywhere around the house. So the next scary thing was run down to the creek and look, and there was little wet Jeanette footprints going over rocks and a pile of my clothes. And I had walked like an eighth of a mile downstream. He said every once in a while there would be these little wet footprints going over rocks, and that's how he found me. So
How old were you? I was
probably maybe three.
Oh, it's before you went to school, then. Definitely
yeah.
young.
Yeah, and I was just loving nature. And I never quit. No. I still go down to the creek.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the fun thing to do. When my cousin came to live with us 1 year, she had reading problems, and so her parents thought maybe the one-room school would be the place for her to be able to read better. But we had so much fun that year. And we, during the winter, my grandma came and woke us up, and said, "We have a river this morning, girls." And we were like, I think, 8 and 10.
Mm.
And we went down to the river, and it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, we went back down to the river with another girl that lived here, and she was probably 15. And we walked along the stream and walked along the stream, and we found a big sycamore tree that had fallen across the stream.
Mm.
So my cousin and I decided that we were going to go across. So we did. And the older girl said no, she wasn't going to do it. So we went across and we started walking back on the other side. Well, it started to rain, and my grandmother said, "Do not go across the river when it's raining."
Mm-hmm.
Do not. So we ran back, and we were probably, in feet, probably at least 100 yards. We'd gone upstream on the other side, and we went running back. And when we got to our fallen tree, the water was touching underneath the tree.
Oh, no.
And we had to crawl across with the water licking our feet. And the next day we went back down again, and the tree was gone.
Yeah. Wow.
It got washed away.
Yes. Lucky it wasn't with you on it.
Exactly. Exactly. So my grandma was right.
Yep.
Don't go across the stream when it's raining.
Nope. 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 Nope.
And many people here in the canyon have learned that in their cars.
Yeah. A lot. A lot.
So that's
good. I remember that story before.